Philippians chapter 4 and verse 10, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." You didn't realize, did you, that this verse, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me," is in the context of being content, whatever state I'm in. "Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia," that's where Philippi is, "no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." Father, thank you for this privilege that we have to speak from the Word of God this morning. Pray that you'd bless this congregation. Thank you for their giving to the cause of Christ. Ask you to help us today, Jesus, to realize the value of the work of God, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. For just a few minutes, I want to tell you about a missions-minded church. Paul has just received a gift from the church at Philippi, and he is in prison at Rome at this point when he's writing this letter. And the church at Philippi has sent him a gift while he is in prison at Rome. Guess what? If you were a prisoner at Rome, Rome didn't provide you with food and necessities. Your friends had to. And so the church at Philippi has had compassion on Paul in his bonds, and has sent to his necessities there in his prison cell at Rome, and ministered to him in his time of need. And it was their custom to do so. Paul indicates that he hadn't received anything from them in some time, but not because they were reluctant to help him. They just hadn't had opportunity to do so. But this church had a record of supporting the missionary, the Apostle Paul. And he tells them in my text that you Philippians, from the very beginning of receiving the gospel, no church communicated with me or supplied my needs after I departed from Macedonia, except you only. But you sent to me once and again to my necessity in Thessalonica. This church had a record of supporting the missionary Paul, and Paul commended them for their strong support for his missionary work. This church had been founded by Paul on his second missionary journey, and from their very inception, they were liberal in their giving toward the missionary enterprise of the Apostle Paul. Now, right quickly, I'm going to tell you some of the benefits that Paul tells them accrues to them because of their giving to the missionary. First of all, he tells them in verse 17, "It's not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." In other words, what this says is that there is interest accruing on your account because of your giving to the missionary. Now, you know the Bible tells us not to lay up treasures down here on this earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal. But he tells us to lay up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust don't corrupt, and thieves don't break through nor steal. And brother, if some of us were judged, if our account in heaven was checked according to our missionary giving, I wonder how much interest is accruing in heaven by how much we give to the mission cause of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I want you to know that you are accruing interest in heaven by your giving to the mission cause of Christ. You're laying up treasures in heaven, making deposit in heaven. This is one way that we lay up treasures in heaven, when we give to the missionary enterprise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, he says in verse 18, I have all and I'm abound, I am full. Epaphroditus brought the offering from you. You know, this man's dependent on other people to supply his needs. And he says, I have everything I need. I'm abounding. I'm full. Now, you know, you don't tell people that if you're dependent on them to supply your needs. You don't tell them, hey, I got plenty. Don't worry about me. I'm abounding. I'm full. That's what he told those people. That it just supplied his needs over and over again. You know why Paul could say that? Because Paul wasn't depending on the church at Philippi to supply his needs. He was depending on God to supply his needs. And if the people at Philippi didn't supply his needs, somebody else would, because God was the one taking care of him. And I'm telling you, this is the way we got to learn to trust in Jesus. If Jesus is our protector and our provider, somebody may cut you off, but God's going to meet the need in your life. And Paul understood that. And he said to these people, I'm abounding, I'm full, I've got everything I need. You've brought an offering to me, and thank God for it. And I'm doing good. Hallelujah. But listen, he said, this was an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing unto God. In other words, their giving to the missionary was not an offering to the missionary. It was an offering to God, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God, a sweet-smelling odor to God when we give to the missionary cause of Jesus Christ. So what you put in the offering this morning, if you did it with the right attitude and the right heart, cheerfully giving to the Lord, this was not an offering to the missionary as much as it was an offering to the Lord, a sweet-smelling odor, a sacrifice well-pleasing unto God. We give an offering unto God. This is one way that we worship Him. Thirdly, he says in verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, you know, we don't normally put this passage of Scripture in context. But the context of this promise that God will supply your need is the context of giving to the need of the people of God, the man of God, the missionary cause of Christ. And in this context of giving to the cause of Jesus, the promise is enunciated that my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Some people are afraid to put that, you know, put the Lord to the test here. They're afraid, if I give, I'll starve. If I give, I'll suffer. If I give, I'll have to do without. But I'm telling you, brother, if God's promises are true, if you give to the cause of Christ and you give to the missionary cause of Christ, God said, I'll supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How much riches does He have? How many times has God ever run out? How many times has He ever come short? I'm telling you, brother, you can trust the promises of God. Oh, yeah, you can trust the promises of God. Hallelujah. You give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, running over. And you know, I found out God gives in different ways. When my children, we was raising our children, they was growing up, we didn't have no money much. We was giving to the cause of Christ, giving ourselves, giving our means to the cause of Christ. We didn't have money to go to the doctors and so forth. We didn't have to. God kept us well. Rarely had to go to the doctor. We didn't have doctor bills. I'm telling you, that was one way God gave to us. Good measure, pressed down, running over. You'd be surprised how much better you'd be blessed if you'd give to the cause of Christ and trust Him. Oh, yeah. Y'all, I'll tell you what. That little widow woman that Elijah approached that day and said, I want you to make me a cake of bread. And she said, well, I'm gathering sticks here. I've only got enough for one cake. My son and I are going to eat it. We're going to die. He said, you make me one first. And she did. She made him a cake of bread first and gave it to the man of God. You know what happened, don't you? The flour never ran out. And the oil never ran out. God kept flour in the barrel and kept oil in the vessel as long as the famine lasted. God provided for the need. I'm telling you, if you give to the cause of Jesus, you ask Him, Lord, what would you have me to give? How much would you have me to give to the cause of Jesus Christ? A 10%, well, that's just the starting point. But when you begin to give to the cause of Christ out of your heart because you love Him, I tell you what, the barrel won't be empty and the oil won't run out when you're giving to the cause of Christ out of your heart, brother. I'm telling you, God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory. There's a whole lot of people I know would do a whole lot better if they'd give to the cause of Christ. And they think they can't do it. They think, I can't do it. I can't give to the cause of Christ. I don't have enough money to give to the cause of Christ. But I'm telling you, when you put God first, I tell you what we did in scarce times, God's money come off the top. We gave to God first. We took whatever was left. We just live off of whatever was left. And I'm telling you, God never failed to meet the need in my home. Woo, hallelujah. I believe you can trust Him, brother and sister. I believe you can trust Him. I'm telling you how to be blessed. Fall in love with Jesus. Give to the cause of Christ. And God says, I'll supply all your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When I went full-time at this church years ago, we had about 20 people. There wasn't enough money coming in to supply my needs. And God dealt with me to quit my job and go full-time. And dealt with my wife at the same time. And we obeyed the Lord, not knowing how we were going to make ends meet. And I told the Lord, Lord, I don't want to reproach your name. I want my bills paid. And I want them paid on time. I want to trust you. And God did it. Now, I don't have time to go into all of that. But I'm going to tell you, when I quit my job, I had 4 suits and 2 of them was rotten. And already tearing up. They were just so rotten. And I didn't have money to buy suits. Well, when I quit my job, I got a call to preach a revival in North Carolina. And in that church, there was a man there. He was a center man. His wife went to that church. He had a place of business uptown. During that revival, he sent for us to come uptown one day. So we went. My whole family went up there. He sent my family, my wife and children with his wife. He took me with him. Took me across the street to his clothing store. Said, give this man a suit. Bought me a brand new suit. His wife bought my wife and children brand new clothes. We couldn't have done it. We couldn't have bought brand new clothes. I could have bought brand new clothes if I'd have been working on my job. And then it wasn't but a few months, they called us to come back down there, preach a revival. Went back down there, same man, sent for us again. Took me back to that same store, said, give this man a suit. He said, well, you're coming at a good time. We got him on sale for half price. Give him two. So, his wife took my wife and children and said, bought them two changes of clothes, brand new. And it wasn't long after that, my wife's uncle retired from assistant superintendent of schools in Danville. And he had all these suits and he didn't need them anymore, so he gave them to my wife's father. He couldn't wear them. He said, can you wear these? I tried them on, they fit perfect. All of a sudden, I had more suits than I knew what to do with. God just met my need abundantly when I put him first and made sure that my bills were paid on time and took care of, better care of me than I could have took up care of myself, brother. I'm telling you, you trust God and God will meet your need according to his riches in glory.